news and weather on the 8th.
Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 329. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. We like to discover new apps and just find apps that maybe you guys never heard of before. We talk about them, and then we actually send you, if you sign up for the AAA Club, the AAA Club, we will send you a list of all the apps we talk about before we even do the show. It's magic. And maybe we talk about some apps you've never heard of before. You can install them on your phones, devices, etc. It's cool stuff. Let me introduce the co-host, do a quick announcement, and then we'll start the show. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. How was your week?
My week was interestingo. Yeah. Some stuff happened. My cats, there was a snake out on my cats caught a snake. Like a, two and a half to 3 foot snake.
Oh.
I went out on the, I didn't know where they were, and they were not making noise for a while or when it wasn't around. So I went outside and I saw them there. They're both standing over the snake and one of them's kind of hitting it with its paw and just, the snake's just all curled up. I thought they killed him. So I got the cats in. I took a stick and I went to pick up the snake and put him in a bag and I was going to put him out front. Like, and he just slithered away like nothing was wrong. So they must have been having like a good old time just chilling out with each other before I got out there. So
what kind of snakes do you have?
This was it was black. I think it was a garter snake.
Oh, you have garter snakes too? Okay.
I think it's a garter snake.
That's the kind we have too.
Yeah, I don't see them that often, so I didn't know if it was poisonous or was going to eat my cat or whatever, so I got them away from it. But yeah, that was interesting. Wow. How about you, Dora?
Oh, we just got done about an hour ago of getting between 8 and 10 inches of snow. Not good.
All right.
Dude.
Not good. But I did this week go to Captain Harvey's, my sub place of choice, and it was... And I need to take a nap when I was done eating.
Of course. That place is good. Insane.
But I will say, in general, I don't like getting older because stuff like this happens. Leonard Nimoy passed away, and all I couldn't get out of my head was him doing his albums that he did like back in the 70s when he would sing songs.
Really? I never heard them.
You might not want to.
Maybe that's why I never heard him.
He did live long and prosper, though, that guy.
Yes, he did. Yeah, and I think it's hilarious. The Canadian government is asking people to please stop drawing on their $5 bill or mark because the guy looks vaguely like Leonard Nimoy, so people keep drawing on top of his face and turning him into Spock.
That's so awesome.
That is.
That would be funny. I wonder if he was elected, if then half the people elected him just for that reason.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
Man, if we get this guy in, he's going to be on the bills. We can do that.
Also joining us, Eric Gardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. I'm glad to be back. Sorry I missed you last week. This is birthday season around the Ardini Mansion. My wife's birthday was last week. My son's is tomorrow, and my daughter's is a week from now.
Wow, it's hardcore. Wow.
Yeah.
How do you get through such a time?
Broke
by spending a lot of money.
Broke. That's awesome. Very cool, man. You getting snow up there too?
No, actually, we had an ice storm the other day, which just put a nice crispy cap on top of all the snow that's already here. It's kind of neat. It's really neat. And the ice was just at a perfect temperature that when you went out and scraped your windows, you go out and you look at your van or your car and it's just all ice over everything. And you're like, oh no, this is going to take hours. But you go out there and it was just the perfect temperature. You just barely touch it with your scraper. And it was just like, would go up and just make little tiny cracks and just go off and like, some kind of a shattering thing. I almost wanted to go down the block and just do everybody's car. It was so fascinating.
It was that fun?
It was neat. It was super easy and really cool. I've never been able to manipulate ice that way before. It was a good change. But no, we're going to get up in the 50s next week. And this weekend's going to be nice, and it's all going to melt.
Well, good. I hope that happens. I have to say, it was one of the most beautiful days I've ever experienced down here. It was like in the mid-80s, with a nice breeze and the most beautiful blue sky and fluffy clouds I've ever seen.
Mm. No chemtrails?
No chemtrails.
Nice.
Beautiful sky. All right. Quick announcement. Anybody who's interested in podcasting and is going to be in the Florida area, the Florida Podfest is coming up in 49 days, 10 hours, 34 minutes, and 38 seconds. What's the exact date going to be for this thing?
Yeah, that'd be easier for me to check my schedule than
49 days. It was 24th, April 24th or 25th.
It is?
That's what I thought I read.
That's in the other birthday season, mine.
Oh, the website is floridapodfest.com. And yes, it starts on 23rd is Thursday, Friday. It goes through the whole weekend. So 24th, 25th, 26th, that area in April. Yep.
Are you going to be there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm speaking. In fact, if you go to the website, one of my pictures is up there as the header.
Bing.
And I'm wearing a Podnuts hat.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, this is all started. Hey, this started in Florida when I got down here. Podcasting is blowing up in Tampa. There's a fellow named Chris Kremitzos. Him and his wife Katie are just like spearheading this gigantic podcasting movement in Tampa. I love it. And wow. they're so good at it, and they're just blowing it up. And I'm really enjoying being in this area for podcasting. He wants to make Tampa like the podcasting hub of the country, and I think he can do it. So this is the first PodFest in Florida, so come on down. It's going to be in St. Petersburg. No, I'm sorry. It's going to be in Tampa, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait. It's going to be a blast. So if anybody can come down towards the end of April, come on down, hang out, and learn all about podcasting. John Lee Dumas is going to Skype in, but we have some other guys going to be here live, some pretty big names, so it's going to be pretty awesome.
I'm definitely going to check my calendar for that, Steve. I'd like to, maybe I could, you know, forward your PowerPoint slides on for you to the next one.
Dude, I will welcome you down here, Eric. You can even stay at my place if you want, sir.
I could bring the RV and just...
All right.
Just run an extension cord to your place.
All right. All right, let's talk about some apps before people get upset with us. I thought this was an Android show. You guys talk a lot. Let's do games today, starting with Dora.
Okay, first thing I'm going to bring, it's technically in the Android app, Google Play Store thing, as role-playing. But it kind of isn't, it kind of isn't, okay. The impression I get is this is a basic micro game that's going to be connected to a quote unquote full desktop game, and it's called Firefly Cortex.
What was
and
that?
If you don't know, I don't know what Eric's
that was me. Sorry.
And if you've never heard of Firefly, I don't know what to say.
Is it the TV show Firefly?
Yes, the TV show with Nathan Fillion, I believe is his name, who I will say I think is a damn good actor.
Wasn't there a movie with that and the girl who played in Terminator?
The name of the movie was called, I can't remember, but yes, there was also a movie because the series was basically cut short on Sci-Fi after like 3 seasons or 2.5 seasons. It was unresolved, so they were able to make a movie to basically quote unquote complete the story, which of course those fans are never satisfied, so they're making a game out of it. This looks like it has small games in it.
Serenity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yep, yes. Yep. But this has also a direct connection for the news and resources about Firefly Online. Jeez, I can't say that right. So if you're one of them people. And you know who you are, Nathan Fillion people, get this app.
So it's news and a game?
The impression I get is like a micro games, maybe. I downloaded it, didn't have time to play with it, but it's classified in role-playing in the App Store.
That's interestingly weird. Okay. I watched a movie. I thought it was just okay. I mean, I must be missing something. If you're a hardcore fan, tell me what I'm missing, because
No, the thing is, to me, you're not missing anything. You literally have to watch the show from episode one to get the complete backstory, to complete everything. Then the movie, a lot of the movie, I'll say, makes sense. I'll say I was not a fan of Nathan Fillion during the show. I didn't even know it existed. Never watched Firefly before. Then my wife watched a TV show called Castle that he's in, and I immediately just basically fell for the guy. Man crush almost, like, he's a talented actor, man. He's really good. and then I went back and I watched some of the original shows, like two or three of them, and I said, I gotta stop watching. She said, why? I said, because it's good. She said, well, then don't you want to finish watching? I said, no. Because if I watch... What?
We missed... Dory, we can't hear you.
Sorry.
Dory, you muted yourself. You must be on mute.
Exactly. Because if I watch too much of the show, and then it just ends abruptly, I'm going to be really mad.
No, you can't not watch a show for that reason. That's like not getting a cat, because it will die someday.
Sure. Or it sheds.
It sheds.
But
who is Nathan Gilliam? Is he the head lead actor?
Nathan Fillion. Yeah, he's... Well, here's the gimmick. They liked him so much in the previous show he was in. When they hired him for this TV show, Castle, it's supposed to be an author who creates these books. It's a real author who creates these real books. The guy basically booked him, so every public appearance that the author is supposed to make, it's actually Nathan Fillion. When there's book signings that this guy does, he doesn't go to the book signing. Nathan Fillion goes because he plays this author in the TV show and in appearances kind of thing.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
It's definitely a different approach to the Hollywood thing.
I appreciate good actors. I mean, I'll watch it just because of that. But it's not on Netflix. It's not on Prime either.
Well, see, I thought you might be able to appreciate him, but I thought you would appreciate his Russian co-star a little bit more.
Oh, cool. I get to appreciate both.
What's his name?
Her.
I didn't think you'd get two man crushes in one show.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel the same way about Bradley Cooper. That guy, to me, I think he's a really, really good actor. I think he's really good.
Well, I don't know most people's names. Who's Bradley Cooper?
He played in The Hangover. But then he started making these killer movies after that where he's the sniper guy in this latest movie, American Sniper.
Oh, yeah. Limitless.
Yeah. Isn't he good, man?
Yeah.
He's so good. In the one he played with Christian Bale, Jennifer Lawrence, and Amy Adams, was American Gangsters or something like that it's called? American Hustle. He was awesome in that. He's such a good actor. American
Hustle. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, good games / news app. I'm sure I insulted all the Firefly, like hardcore Firefly fans.
Maybe I.
But I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Just, Steve, just take solace in. You cannot possibly insult them as much as they've already been insulted because the show is canceled.
Okay. I'll take solace in that.
Oh, yeah. True. Good point.
Eric, what do you got for today?
My first game is called Traffic Illegal Road Racing 5.
By
Thunderbolt. This is a really nice looking 3D endless driver game, basically. And you can set it up where you're on a one-way street, a two-way street, but you just basically have to avoid traffic. Your car will accelerate by itself at the beginning. You can accelerate more or use the brake to speed up and slow down, but basically you're just dodging cars, like kind of like the good old days of like Pole Position or Night Driver or something, you know, like that, but just really with better graphics.
Night Driver.
A nice, easy driving game for me where you don't have to think too much about it.
Yeah. How do you control tilt?
I only did tilt. I'm not sure if it has options for, I didn't see any other options for steering other than tilt.
Neat. I love it, man. It looks so much fun.
Yeah, I will say I was a huge fan of those old racing games. I sucked at Spy Hunter, but I liked it.
I was going to say Spy Hunter Turbo. I rocked Turbo so hard.
Yeah, I'll say I like this because it looks like you're going fast, but you're not going the insane fast where you look like you have no time to react, which is a big plus to me. I'm getting older, so I need at least a half a second, you know.
Yeah. What's the game? I think we used to be on like Xbox. Is it Burnout? Where you actually crash and see how
I think that was that that might have been burnout. Burnout. Yeah.
Okay.
Now this one, when you do hit your brakes, I mean, you can slow down to not rear end a car, but then it gets into the endless runner thing where if your car goes off the screen, you're done too. So you got to stay ahead of the screen.
Very cool. Did you do good on it?
I did okay.
Okay.
Just as probably as good as can be, you know, done by me, I suppose.
Oozing confidence.
I know. I like asking that question. I want to know if Eric's gaming skills are improving through the years.
Well, the weird thing is the second time I played it, I was doing just great, and somehow I must have hit training mode instead of just actually playing. Like, the first time I actually was just playing right off the bat, I didn't remember hitting anything to go training mode. I'm like, whoa, this is a lot easier than I remembered. There seems to be no traffic here. And then they're like, oh, your training's complete now. Oh, that would explain it.
You remember Road Rash on Sega Genesis with the
motorcycle? That was a motorcycle, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to play that game with my friends. Like, instead of going to parties, I would go, like, Friday night, I would play that game in, like, my living room. That's how cool I was. And, but they would, you know, I have some friends come over who are equally cool and we'd all play. And, but I remember I would get into a zone in that game where I could do no wrong. And you guys probably have this experience just in a game where it's completely impossible what you're doing, but you just don't feel, you don't think, you are just the game and you're just like winning. I used to do that at Road Rash. That was my game for that.
Yeah. I love that because I used to love Hang On in the arcade where you would actually sit on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that made me, you know, feel like that when I was playing that game.
Cool. All right. Dor, again to you.
Okay. This game I actually gave listeners last week as a, after show thing, dare I say a quote unquote spoiler, if you will. So I'm bringing it this week, but those people already knew about it. If you join the AAA club and you join us live for the chat, you can get these kind of things too. This game is called Spoiler Alert. There's no proper way to explain this game except for it's very different. You start the game at the end of the game. So you already, the first thing you do is you beat the ending boss. And then you basically work your way backwards throughout the game. And the levels get easier and easier as you go, basically.
That's so weird. You have to unshoot your fireballs, unthrow your hammers, and you're going backwards.
Yes.
is it disorienting going from right to left after all these years?
It made no sense at all. Dare I say, kind of like Steve said, you have to get into the mindset kind of thing for that motorcycle game. With this, you have to basically untrain yourself from normal game playing.
Oh my gosh, it's so weird.
It is.
And you don't collect coins, like you give them back, right?
Yes. At least in the one part, yeah, I saw. Yeah, just mind-blowing. And the graphics are to me, okay, Eric's racing game, good graphics, high quality graphics. This graphics to me is one of those fun, playful type of graphics. And there was some kind of builder thing.
Yeah,
I
see.
I never got to that. I just...
It looks like you could build your own levels. And what is he, a chili pepper?
He looks like that, but he has a bucket on his head. So I'm not
there's
quite sure.
There's a stem coming out of the bucket.
I'm guessing that he is a chili pepper. I mean, I don't know.
Weird. Neat idea. See, twice in a row you brought really original games.
Well, yeah, the devs keep making them.
That's true.
Yep. And you keep finding them. Super awesome, man. Love it. Anything else on this one, Eric?
I think it's a great idea. I'm really impressed with somebody's thoughtfulness of going the other way. How did it take this long?
It's true.
Oh,
it's true.
And the game again, spoiler alert, 99 cents on the Google Play app market thing.
Very cool. If any of you are thinking about, I wish the guys would say the name of the app and the developer name when we're done talking about it. We don't, no need to anymore. We don't even have to remember. If you join the AA club, Dor sends you a list of all the apps we talk about the day we talk, before we even talk about them. You get it at the beginning of the week. So as the week goes on and we talk about games, they're already in the list and they have links and everything. You just, right? There's links in it, right, Dor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So anybody who has that concern, just join the AA club. You'll get that list every week. So it's another reason to join. All right. Over to Eric.
And our club members who are in the chat tonight, I accidentally gave out the secret spreadsheet with all of the apps ever brought to
ain't
the show.
Ain't a secret.
No, it's not, but...
It's secret now. Yeah, it's secret.
It's where else are they going to get this information unless they join live? So my next game, this is not as original as Doors games. So this is called Don't Hit My Pony and Spikes by Ventura Design Apps.
And Spikes?
Yeah, Don't Hit My Pony and Spikes. It's sort of like a Flappy Bird game, but basically around the outside of the screen are there's spikes, and you got to keep tapping and basically don't run into them. It's super hard. I mean, it's even more basic than Flappy Bird because you're not scrolling to the right.
It's just one screen.
One screen, yeah. No video.
And you just flap around?
Yeah, you just keep tapping, try to bounce off the sides, but when there's not a spike there, the spikes move on the sides. They're always at the top and bottom, so you got to avoid. You got to tap enough to not go too high and tap slow enough to not drop to the bottom.
There's a major flunk here in this description. You know what it is? There's a flunk.
They don't use the word wireless?
No, there's no video.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see this without downloading it.
There's another flaw in the description. I don't know what... Oh, okay, never mind. I didn't understand the acronym. It says Watch Little Oomp Jump. That's My Little Pony, short for MLP. This is an official brony game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not in the life.
Well,
gotcha.
I'll say this is either a super brand new kind of game or unbelievably unpopular because I cannot even find a YouTube video.
Well, really? There is two reviews giving it a total of 3 stars because one person loved it and one person gave it.
Well, it's the developer. Yeah. The developer gave it a 5-star review.
Yeah, it's been around for about a week. February 28th.
That's hilarious.
I guess Albert just
Ventura,
far.
Best game ever.
I guess Eric's just that far ahead of the curve.
Yeah, Albert Ventura. I wonder.
And the developer name is Ventura Design Apps.
All right, Albert. Nice. When I see similar, there's a lot of My Little Pony apps that I haven't really checked out the genre of.
We should have a brony episode.
We should.
Yeah, let's do that.
We could invite a brony to tell us their favorite apps.
Like a real live brony.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That sounds fun. did you watch the documentary on Netflix about the bronies?
No.
Oh, it's great. It's actually a really good watch.
Is it?
It is.
All right, good. I need a good watch.
I was really down, looking at it. I'm like, my initial alpha male kind of thought of the bronies and everything. And then I watched the documentary. It wasn't bad. It was,
wait a minute. Do you want to be a brony now?
No. Okay. Got no desire.
See, I am not ever watching that on Netflix because then Netflix will know I watched it and I'll start suggesting all kinds of weird stuff, dude. No way. Sorry, Eric. Not doing it. Not doing it.
Maybe you'll like.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my
strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, the wife already asked me weird questions. Like, why is Netflix suggesting this? I don't know. Don't look at me. It's Netflix.
Watch Nightcrawler the other day. Did you guys see that?
Mm-mm. I know about the original Nightcrawler back from the 70s or 60s.
Jake Gyllenhaal plays this really creepy dude. It's really, I want to say really good. He did a fantastic job. It was a decent movie, though. Pretty good. Pretty interesting. A little different. And he was great in it.
2014 Nightcrawler, IMDb, when Lou Bloom, a driven man, desperate for work, muscles into the world of LA crime journalism.
Yeah, he's very aspiring, and he's got lots of energy, but he's just a little nuts. So it takes him into some weird situations.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you, okay? I do like him as an actor. I do. Yeah. He's pretty good. Original Nightcrawler, if I'm remembering right, was a guy, a reporter, basically stumbling across supernatural-esque stuff, and his job was to report it, and he had, like, walked the line between, you know, real and supernatural.
Oh. No, this didn't go into supernatural, but okay. It is about a reporter and filming live news.
Gotcha.
Oh, no, why? Because a Nightcrawler, I learned the term from watching the movie. A Nightcrawler, I think, is somebody who's a freelancer who tries to get to a crime scene first to film it and then sell that to the news companies.
Oh.
That's, yeah.
This is the TV episode, right, that we're doing?
Of Android App Addicts?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
I think we've talked about TV stuff a lot, which
I know
alienates some of us because I just can't get into it. I don't watch enough TV.
I don't watch TV either. Everything for me is on Netflix and Prime, and that's not that much either.
Well, yeah, and Eric, this is TV that my mom used to watch when I was like 4. I'm not talking about something new, man.
All right.
My parents used, when I was 4, it was, which has been redone again too, is the Odd Couple. That's all I remember from my childhood.
That's the only thing you remember from your whole childhood?
As far as television. Apparently, that and sports.
Well, I was going to say the name of the app again, but I'm not. I don't have to anymore. We already know what Eric brought. It's in the list. So let's go. Let's do one more each. What do you say?
Sure.
Okay, Dora.
Okay, this game is one of those, I think, really simplistic but really good-looking games. Then when you start to play it, you realize this is a very old game, just updated graphics and a little bit of layout. It's called Chroma, I'm going to guess. C-H-R-O-O-M-A.
I would say Chroma.
Chroma. This is like one of those old slider type games where you have your screen, you have your balls, you have traps, and you have target things that you're supposed to do, which is basically group them together. And if you say go to the right, all of your spots go to the right, not just one, every single one of them. And if you say up, they all go up. So you have to figure out the right pattern that unlocks what you need it to do. Really good looking, simplistic game. I would say it's a grocery line kind of game, but the difficulty does get, I think, a little bit high, a little bit quick.
Grocery line kind of game.
Yeah. Like quick, just pull it out, play it for
a minute. Yeah. I really like that. I think that might be like a category they might use, like a liner. Somebody might call it like, this game is a liner. They got platformers. It's a liner. Yeah. I think it's cool. I like the music. It's very soothing. Does it play that during the game?
I don't know, because I always do everything I can to split second any game opens to find the option to mute.
Me too.
I listen to my podcast, man. Nothing. If a game interrupts my podcast, I'm only going to play it a very little bit.
That's right. Podcasts. Good call. All right. It's a very cool game. Looks very well done. Not going to say the name of it again. Don't have to.
All
right, Eric. Eric, you're up.
All right. Dead Invaders, FPS war shooter by Thunderbolt.
Damn, you're on a Thunderbolt roll.
I was just thinking, did I bring another one from Thunderbolt a second ago?
Yeah.
Okay, this one. What Thunderbolt did for the racing game. This is the first-person shooter. Basically, that one was a racing game, but it was just, stay in one lane and don't hit nothing. This is a first-person shooter, but you're not actually moving around. You just stand there while everything comes at you. And you just turn around 360, just shooting them up.
Huh.
Yeah. Wave on wave of these spider and weird looking beasts of all sorts of types.
Does it not get old for doing that? Like, does it keep it interesting?
No. Yeah. No. You can upgrade your weapons. It's got an interesting way of doing that, but you can do that by watching what they call movies, which is actually commercials. When you watch the movie, you can upgrade to a new gun.
Watch the movie. That's pretty clever.
Yeah. I was hoping, I didn't want to have to watch like an hour long film to get a new gun. So that was refreshing. That was only a short, 30 second commercial.
Steve, you say interesting. I say that's scummy.
The fact that they called it a movie, I think that's clever.
Yeah.
Nah, it's a little scummy, but I give him props.
It was nice to see a little bar above each opponent to see how your hit points are going against them.
Yeah.
So, when you're close to killing them. So, you throw grenades out and kill them all that are close or just shoot them. The guns are pretty effective against the early levels. I didn't make it too far to test.
Of course you didn't.
Right.
Yeah, this is, to be honest, games like this, they used to make them on quote-unquote rails, where you could walk, but you could only walk on a certain line. There's more than a couple games like this, and the only way I can describe this is there's a stage in Mario Party for years where basically you were just a turret gun. You could just spin around and shoot, spin around and shoot. That's all you could do, spin around and shoot, spin around and shoot. There's more than a couple games like this on Android where they're like zombie based, where you're in like a tree stand and you're shooting all the zombies kind of thing. I like the fact that this game does not require figuring out where you have to go kind of thing. What is the right path you got to go? It's just survive, but I will say graphically, this is better than most of those I've seen. This is pretty sharp, but I'll say again, a little scummy in the fact that one of their first lines is, it says like epic, action packed modern battlefields. Modern Battlefield was one of the games for Call of Duty, I believe. It's called Modern Battlefield. So there,
I thought it was Modern Warfare.
I thought it was Modern Battlefield.
Yeah, no, Modern Warfare was.
Warfare? Okay. Yeah. Well, then maybe it was a Battlefield game.
And there's also another game called Battlefield.
Right. Which is modern.
It's like those racing games that is like, Need for Asphalt Speed 4.
Yeah.
Right. Cool, man. No, it looks good. Like Dor said, graphics look good, and I guess it could be kind of fun.
I might have to reach out to Thunderbolt after bringing two apps in one night.
I don't know. I don't know. I just call him scummy.
Oh, I get that.
Tell him
there is that. No, that's all right. He can
tell him
can
you
tell
want him
us.
To want him to come watch a movie with us.
Yeah.
I like the guy who did the backwards game. He's probably pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a definite. We'll reach out to that guy too.
All right,
good game.
Cool guys, good games. Lots of fun and excitement and all kinds of stuff happening in this show. All right, well, hope everybody enjoyed that show. Trying to think if there's anything else. No giveaways. I'll tell you what about the giveaways.
You want to give away?
No. Let me just announce this first.
Okay.
I have on hold, and they're starred in my Gmail box. I didn't ship out a lot of the stuff that I said people won. Not like hardware, like shirt, watches and stuff. But I have those LastPass shirts and other things. If you didn't get them yet, I didn't forget about you. I just have to do it, and I'll do it this week. That's a promise. I promise.
Well, it's from all that snow you had down there, Steve.
I know. I was snowed in. No postage was coming in and out of here. It sucked. That's why. What were you going to say, Dor?
I was going to say, if you want to do a giveaway, we can.
I'm not prepared. Why don't we do it at the
beginning
of next show?
You don't have to be prepared.
Okay, let's do a giveaway.
Okay. Right now in the chat, I see a name there. Bod.dot.bo.dot.
Yes.
Bo.dot. Send me your email address and send me your home address, and I will ship you out a Google Cardboard You got to tell me if you have a smaller than, I think it was 5.2 inch phone or bigger, and I will ship you a Google Cardboard just for coming out live to the show.
Whoa, that's damn nice of you. Nice.
Wow. That is
cool. All right, well, let's give something to Jay Noyan Knight then. I'll ship him a mug. Jay Noyan Knight, send a...
He's not in there no more. To,
he's what?
I don't see him in there no more. He was. I looked on the right side.
He's not on the list, but I think, I don't know. I don't trust talkio.aa.
That's true.
All right, well, I already said it. So if he hears the show and he wants a mug, send your address to aa@podness.com. I'll ship you out a mug. I got like 10 of them left.
That is you guys need to come to the live show and check out the live chat. That's two fellas. Well, right. We think they're fellas.
Well, yeah, and I'll say I did refresh my page. There's two people in the chat. Jason is the other person. So Bo dot dot and Jason. I know who you both are. I'm 99% sure. First one to send me an email with their home address gets a Google Cardboard.
All right. Good call. And anything else before we end off? From either of you guys? Either
I love
you
bacon. Chaps?
Eric?
And I like people who like bacon.
Podnuts.com/AAA Club?
Yes. Podnuts.com/AAA Club. And email. Just give your name and email. Name and email address, and we will. You're in the club, and you're entered in all the contests from now till eternity. That's it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.